Please know we have popular purposes, a popular mar, kisin alugin romalei. That for a slokish through a custom yechonon, a clear from our Mishnah, to a case of lugin of jars of wine. Does not learn like this. Halokeyech yain mebein akusim. Somebody buys wine off a kusi. Kus really was a Jew, because he has luck like a goy. And if we have to take off Chumas Samaisa from his wine, well, what Torah Rashi told about before, they made gzeiro on yayin esach. So you let it drink the wine, just you have to take off the Trumas and Maestris. And you got it now right before Shabbos, you didn't have time to take off the Trumas and Maestris yet. And you want to drink the wine on Shabbos, so what can you do? So Aimu, the Balabas has a right to say like this, after he bought the wine, he has a right to say, Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef La'afrish Harehen Truma. That two Lugim, let's say he bought, that's like 100 of them, so 250th or 150th, two Lugim should remain Truma. Asara, a tenth of that, Maiserishin. Tisha, ninth of that is Maiserishini. Omechem, it's a shame what Mechem is, it means that you have to be paid with the Maiserishini on something else. For Shoysimir, he has the right to drink the wine right away, right now. Give a Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Because he also behold Yesh Bereira. So like you made the Maiser fresh now, Bedibur, and you could drink the wine, as long as you make sure you left over wine enough on the bottom, that after Shabbos, you'll be mighty that to make that the Truma and the Maisers. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Eisen, they say, no, it's also, because they don't hold from Breira, they hold ain't Breira. So if that's what Rashi asked, the rest of the Kashas on these last three, that the stomach of Akiva holds like them also. So if so, what did they say? If you hold ain brera sacred your meya, like agree in the sefer that you're not over the yisimilu till you spend all of them, why not the first one that comes up? Let's be afraid. Maybe that's the hegnishtika one. Since you hold ain brera, we don't have a right to say the last one should be hegnish. But any one you take out, you have to be afraid. Maybe that's the hegnishtika one. So in the Sefer of our Mishnah, Waz Rabbi Akiva said there's no Wissamil until you take Anor from all of them. All of them. Now the Gemara says that, again, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan meant to answer and say that Sefer of the Masin, Sefer of our Mishnah is talking about B'yemer, Lo Yifta Kizem in a Hegdish. He meant to say this Lashon. He meant to be Makdish and only that you can't have all Anor from it. Meaning to say you're only over the Wissamil on the last Prut that you take. Therefore only the last Prut you use, that's the Hegdish Tikka 1. But all the ones before, like, were not Hegdish. Alright, the Slikla Masech Temila, finished Masech Temila. So Maisa still goes on, now we have some Mishnais to learn Masech of Kinim, and then Masech of Talmud we still learn. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll start here in Masech Tekinim. Yeah, real tough Chav Beis in the Gemara. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Chatis Haif Nasis Lamata. We know there's a locha of Kinim, that's when you bring two birds. Kinim means a pair of birds. So let's say you're led after a certain time to have a Chav to bring a Kinim, to bring birds. Let's say you're led this, Elisha that gives birth. Or else a Zav or a Zava, they can bring two kinim. They bring kinim, two birds. And the birds is, one's a chatas and one's an oila. So first the Mishnah explains what's the difference between a chatas oif and an oila oif. So Mishnah starts off that chatas oif, when you bring an oif for a chatas, nasas lamata. It's a zirikas dam is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Means below the chut hasikra, the bottom half of the mizbeach. Now, the chatis behemah, mashenkin by behemah, when you bring a behemah for korban chatis, then lamala, the makam to make it zrika, is, the pasuk says, akarnas ha-mizbeach, which means the top, the upper part of the mizbeach, means above the chut ha-sikra. So that's the difference between a chatis soif and a chatis behemah. Now, by oila, it's just the opposite. Oila soif, if you bring a bird for korban oila, so nasas lamala, the avoid of the mate, the mitzui hadam, by an oila, there's not really a zrika, but after the malika, you take the neck of it and you squash it against the mizbeach. So that's done on the top part of the Mizbeach. Oil HaSoif Natsas L'mal has to be done on the top half of the Mizbeach, on both the Chut HaSikra. V'yol HaSabeimu, if you bring a behemoth for Korban Oil, that's the opposite L'mato. There's Rikas HaDam, by Oil HaSabeimu is done L'mato from the Chut HaSikra. Yeah. And then the Moran says, the Moran's welcome to Suwa Din, all the other Korbanos also. The role this Rik has always done, Lamata on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Only a Korban Chatis, a Behemoth Chatis, there this Rik has done Lamala. Now the Mishnah says, Mishino Bazel, Bazel Possel. This is the Akdoma to this Masechta, that if you bring a Chatis Soif the wrong place, if you bring the Chatis Soif and make this Rika Lamala, so the Chatis is Possel. The Chatis Soif, all these Rikas have to be done in the right place, either Lamala or Lamata. If you do it in the wrong place, so then if you bring, we said, a Chatis Soif, if you bring it Lamala, the Chatis Soif is Psula. Who did an Oila Soif, if it's brought Lamata, will be Psul. Now, Seida Kinim Kachu. What's the Seida? How do you bring Kinim, a pair of birds? Kinim always means two. Either could be two Torim or two Binayona. Either two doves, or else two young pigeons. So what's the halachas of kinim? Is ha-choyva, when you have a choyv to bring a kinim, that we said a choyva could be either your azav or azav or your ledes, so those are a choyva to bring a kinim, then the halacha is echod chatas v'echad oila. Whenever you have a choyv to bring a kan, it means you have a choyv to bring two praises, two birds, and one of them is a chatas, and one of them is an oila. And you do it the way we learned before, the yoilo is done lamalo, and the chatasait is done lamata from the chutasikra. But what's going to be binadorma binadovis? Let's say somebody stam wants to make a neder or a nadova. He has no choiv to bring kinim. He stam, but there is a neder or a nadova, he wants to bring birds for korban. Then the locher is kulam oilas. That when you say stam kan, you mean two. But here both of them are a korban oila. Because you cannot bring a chatis for a neder and a dover. So if whenever you bring a neder and a dover, it's always only a korban oila. By behemoths, you could have a shlomim also. But by birds, there's no shlomim. By birds, either it's a chatas or it's an oila. So therefore, you bring a birds for a neder and a dover, it always remains oilas. So even when Mishnah talks lashon in plural, that's because minastam, you say kinim. But who then a person could be mechayv himself just to bring one preda. If you want to, you could be mechayv himself just to bring one bird. And next time, that bird would be an oila. Then the Mishnah explains, a zehu neder, what's called the neder, that's ha'oimer harei olai oila. You put the chiv upon yourself, you have a chiv no matter what, to bring a bird for a korban oila. A ve'ezehu hi nedova, what's called only a nedova present, ha'oimer, somebody says harei zu oila, means you have the bird here, and you say upon this bird should be an oila. So now what's the difference? What's the difference whether you make a neder or whether you make a nedova? In both cases, you have to bring the bird or the animal for the korban oila. Elo, the difference is shehanedorim meisu oinignavu chayovim bachuyusim. By a neder, when you said harei olai, means the chiv is upon you. So you have to make sure that the korban is brought. Let's say you set aside a korban and it dies or it got stolen. So what? You still chayav to bring another one. You have a chiyav achrayis, an obligation upon you to make sure it's brought. On the dovis, but we just say harei zu oila, this should be a korban oila, so it's only a chiyav to bring this one. Therefore, meisu anignu, let's say this one dies, this one gets stolen, and chayavim bachrusan, you have no chiyav obligation to bring another one. So that's the difference whether you say harei zu or harei olai. But kol ponim, when you bring birds for a neder or for a nedava, the only one that can be brought is only for an oila.